So a good friend of mine started dating this girl, right? And he brings her to, this is before COVID, obviously, he brings her to like a karaoke night, and she was awesome. And they seemed to be like they had a good relationship and things were really progressing with them, and they've been discussing moving in together, you know. So I really liked her, and she and I started following each other on Instagram. And then they broke up. But I still follow her on Instagram, and she still follows me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have this other friend, same thing, where he was dating this girl. He brought her to, we went to like a, one of those SNL. So I have a friend who works for SNL, so we get invited sometimes to the after parties. So I invited him, and he brought this girl to the after party, and we were all like hanging out until like 6 a.m. We had a great time, and she was like, follow me on Instagram. So I did. I followed her on Instagram. She followed me. I'm still following her, even though he has been through 4 women since, and now he's living with somebody even else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How long do I keep following these women that my friends have dated? Like, do I keep following them? Do they keep, I mean, is it weird to keep following somebody that dated a friend of yours?
You're following Chocolate on Instagram.
Yeah.
So you're following stupid things on Instagram. So it really doesn't matter that you're following somebody that, you know, half the people that you follow on Instagram, you don't know.
No, that's true. But this person I do know, let's say, okay, like this one, the first person I told you about, she broke up with him and she broke his heart.
Mm-hmm.
And here I am still following her on Instagram because now it's just too weird. Like if I started unfollowing her.
Can he see that you follow her?
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, it's something he checked and said, not cool.
He can see that I follow her. And I mean, I don't repost anything that she posts. But, you know, if he goes and checks on her, he could see that I liked something, a picture of hers. He could see my name that I liked something, you know. Or if he goes to her Instagram stories, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I think Instagram stories, he has no idea if I've seen it or not. But at least on Instagram, he could see. I don't comment. But, you know, they can see, like. Like if you, okay, so if you're friends with a couple and they break up, do you just follow the one who's your friend? Do you keep following both of them? Like, what do you do?
No, I think it always goes back to what you and I, how we live our life as friends. If you hate somebody, I hate somebody.
Right. That's true.
And if you wish them dead, I wish them dead too.
Right.
So if I broke up with her, yeah, you better drop her. You have to hate her.
Okay, so you think I should unfollow these women?
You have to. Because, A, why are you still following them? You don't care about them.
No,
you care more about him.
I know. I don't want to be following them anymore, but it feels so aggressive to just stop following them, you know, because they're going to know.
They stop following him in real life. That's, I know, that's more of a kick in the face.
But they still follow me and they comment on my page and they like my pictures and stuff. Like, I feel like it's really aggressive to unfollow somebody for no reason. Because, okay, my friends have not said to me, are you still following them? Like, that conversation hasn't come up. I saw one of my friends the other day and I said to him, hey, do you ever hear from this chick? And he's like, no, not for a long time. She dumped me and that was it. And I was like, oh, yeah, cool. Like, I just let it go. I didn't say I still follow her on Instagram and she follows me. I didn't even.
No, you have to hate them. They have to be dead to you.
All right.
If I'm fighting with somebody in real life, if you're fighting with somebody in real life, let's say, and we work at a place and you hate that person, I have to hate that person.
That's
even
true.
Though I don't hate that person, I have
you do
to
now.
Hate that.
Yeah.
I have to. Because it's just the way it is.
Right. Because you'll have to face my wrath.
And you don't want them coming between you and I.
Right. That's a good point. You know, I should unfollow these women because I don't want to send the wrong message to my friends that, you know, somehow I'm disloyal.
Who cares if you have one less like on your Instagram? You'll be just fine.
Okay, this kind of makes sense because, all right, so my ex-husband is still one of my closest friends.
Mm-hmm.
And not only do we follow each other on social media, but we comment on each other's pictures and whatever. His new, fiance now, they're engaged, has never accepted my Instagram request. Never.
Oh, it just sits out there. Every time she goes on Instagram, she sees you. Cooper wants to be friends. Screw you.
Right. So she has not friended me. She She so far hasn't said to him, you can't be friends with her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he's his own person and I don't want anything from him. I'm in another relationship. I, you know, if I want to be with him, I'd still be with him. If he and I wanted to be together, trust me, we'd be together. But, you know, she came to one of my birthday parties. Like when they first started dating, we were all hanging out together all the time. But I guess, you know, once they started getting more serious, she sort of put the kibosh on that. Like, I realized over the years, I've said, hey, we should all get together. Yeah, we should. And we never did. So I think it started to dawn on me. You know, so do you think that she's going to make him stop following me once they get married?
Maybe. I mean, it's like if Joe is following one of his exes on Instagram, you're going to have a huge problem with that.
Nah, he's following all of his exes on Instagram.
And you have Facebook. A problem with that.
No. In fact, you'll love this. So one of his exes came to one of my book signings and I loved her immediately. And she and I immediately followed each other on all social media. We comment on each other's stuff. Like, it's not weird. You know what I mean? Like, their relationship is long over. It was not a good relationship. She's been married twice since. She's living with somebody else now. Like, she doesn't want Joe and he doesn't want her. So there's no, I have no problem with it.
All right. Sean is a little bit different. Sean, your ex-husband,
yes.
A little bit different because you guys still share a dog.
Ish.
Ish.
The thing is, no, but the new fiance has a dog and now that's his new dog.
Okay. If she goes through his keychain, she's going to see that he has one of your keys on his keychain.
That's true. He does have a key to our door.
And how do you explain that?
You say, well, we don't live in the city. They do. If I have an emergency, that's a place to go and crash. And also, if he needs to come take care of Marconi, my dog, for some reason, he needs access.
Some girls wouldn't be cool with this. That's all I'm saying. All of these things that I'm bringing up, red flags.
Right. I think she's probably, if he asked her, she would probably say she's not cool with it, but he's not going to be told what to do. He's not going to be told who he can and can't be friends with.
I see her side. She shouldn't follow you. You shouldn't follow her.
No, I don't. She doesn't. It's okay. She never. She's. You have to request to follow her. And I requested this years ago, and she still has not taken my request. And, you know, just every once in a while, I'll go and request again just to be like,
do you really? Can you do that? Can you request more than once?
Well, I think I just to make sure my request is still there.
You can recall it and then send it back again.
I don't know. I do it. I don't know. I keep hitting follow, but yeah. So, and then also it was so funny because everybody told me they were engaged. And then he said, listen, you're probably not going to be invited to the wedding. I was like, what? Why wouldn't I be? But then I realized how weird it would be if I was at the wedding. Because
you can't go to the wedding.
I realize that now because it's going to be all the same people that were at my wedding. So that's going to be really weird.
Yeah. Yes. And you're going to have people talking about you behind your back. What you should do is you should show up at that wedding in white.
No, that's so mean. No, it's the, are you kidding me? It's the opposite. I wanted to be there to support them because I'm happy for them.
Right. I don't think she would see it that way.
But because I was really surprised. I was like, wait, what do you mean I'm not invited to the wedding? You and I are like best friends. He's like, yeah, it would be weird. And it took me a minute. And I was like, right. His whole family's, everyone who was at my wedding, all his family, his friends, his family's friends, like all the people that would normally be at a wedding were at my wedding and they're going to be at this wedding. And yeah, it would be weird. So then I was like, yeah, okay, I understand now. I'm not going to be upset that I'm not invited.
Yeah, and if Sean Lee gets married sober, you're going to be very upset.
Oh, no, he's sober now, so he'll get married sober. The fact that he was so drunk on our wedding day, that's how you know he was never really into it.
You'll be like, wow, he was not anywhere near sober for my wedding.
And it's so funny because, you know, and I look back and I see, like, I coerced him into proposing. I coerced him into the wedding.
Oh, yeah.
I planned the whole wedding. And one of my favorite wedding photos is this picture of me literally dragging him down the aisle. And I'm holding flowers up in the air like it's some victory walk. Like, I've got the flowers in one hand and I'm dragging him with the other hand. Like, look what I got. And you can see the look on his face. It's like, what the hell am I doing here?
It's time to start drinking now.
Yeah. He was very, very drunk at our wedding. Actually, for the whole first month of we were together.